Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we were discussing whether Eid Echad is believed if there is no Cheskes Mamon. Can we believe Eid Echad if neither side has a Cheskes Mamon? Normally we don't believe in Eid, one Eid, you need two, and maybe if there's no Cheskes Mamon we do, and that we saw is actually the opinion of the Maharik, who holds that as long as there's no Cheskes Mamon, Eid Echad is Naman. And we discussed this at length in the previous shiur. We saw various kashas on him, and then we were in tirades, and we are continuing now. This is based in Simon Beis of the Sefer Divrei Yerucham of the great Gaon, Rabbi Yerucham Bar Haftig, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, a Telzer Talmud, a Brisker Talmud, who ultimately became a businessman, but remained a Gadol B'Torah and came to Eretz Yisrael. And recently we've been having a lot of Hana going through his Chedushim. And he writes as follows. He wants to prove the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Ayin Dalet. Gemara in Kedushin says that a Baal Mekach, somebody who sells things, a businessman, is Neman to say, is believed to say, that I sold to this guy and I didn't sell to that guy. Lazem Acharti. I sold to him and I didn't sell to him. So when was this said that you're believed to say I sold to him and not sold to him? If the mekach, if the item is still in his hands, but if the item is no longer in his hands, he's not believed. It's very simple. You want to know who he sold it to? So we to see who he took the money from. Answers the Gemara Lo Tzricha. The Nakat Mitarvai. We took money from both of them. One of them Midaite, one of them Balakarche, one of them Bidato, he wanted to. The other one forced it on him. Pasha doesn't remember who is who. You know, he works in a store, Echves. Two Chassidish guys come in. And for him, he's not able to be Mafchin. They both have a beard and payas, and they're wearing the same clothing. So both speaking Yiddish, so he wasn't really making distinguishing between the two. So in such a case, we say that as long as the mekach is biyado, he's believed. If the mekach is no longer biyado, he's not believed. Rabbeinu Tam and Tosas Dibar Masel Ben Varmur is Machi Mekach Biyado Neman explains that it's mitam migu, because he could say lo macharti, I didn't sell it at all. Or I sold it and I bought it back. See, it is in his hands, he's believed al tzmigu. Aval ein mekcho biyado, but if the mekach is in his hands, he's not believed. Does lo shayich migu, because then no migu is shayich. He loses his migu. So we see that according to Rabbeinu Tam, his whole ne'amonos is bizman she mekcho biyado is because of migu. If not for the migu, he would not be believed al tzeid echot. You want it to be believed because of Eid Echad? Sorry, Charlie. He's not believed because of Eid Echad, even though neither of them is Muchzak, because the Mekach is Biyado. So we see the Hedya that Rabbeinu Tam holds, that Eid Echad is not Ne'aman Kishnayim, B'davar Shebamamon, even if there's no Cheskes Mamon. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam does not accept the Shita of the Maharik. Rather, as we saw in the previous shir, there's the Shita of the Ramban, who holds that when the Gemara says in Yevamos that by Eishasish, by Surah Eishasish, one is a Cheskes Isser, and two end of a Shero Pachas Mishnayim. So he holds that Pshat in the Gemara is that ain't davar shero pachas mishnayim, belashon chada ve'od, chada dehasan lo chazik asur v'achas chazik. So first of all, in the case of a married woman, so there's a cheskes iser, and one aid is not believed. One aid is not believed against the cheskes iser, and number two, it's a davar shero and davar shero pachas mishnayim. So we see, and there's a gzeira shavah of davar davar from mama. So the Rambam would apparently hold that even when it comes to a mamon, even in the absence of a cheskes iser, and then he says number two, it's a davar sheir erev and davar sheir pachas mishnayim. So first of all, there's a cheskes iser, and second of all, it's a davar sheir erev. You don't need to be both. When do you need to aid him? Either A, if there's a cheskes iser, or B, if there's a davar sheir erev. And the Ma'arik holds no. And the only time davar sheir erev needs two is when there's a cheskes iser. There's no cheskes iser, even davar sheir erev, it's okay with one. And he says you learn davar sheir mamon from mamon. And by mamon, it's only lahotzi mamon micheskasa, and afkan lahotzi yisha micheskasisa or heter. So the reason you need two is because of learn from mamon, and mamon is only if there's a cheskasisa, a chazaka. Then you need two, otherwise one's enough. But the Ramban never says anything like that. The Ramban is only talking about davar sheir erev. But according to the Ramban, ein davar sheir erev pachas mishnayim, even without a cheskasisa. And now we prove from Rabbeinu Tam that he holds that way by Mammon also. That you need two by Mammonis, even if there's no Cheskes Iser, whereas the Ma'arik holds, no, 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 if there's no Cheskes Iser, one is enough. If there's no Cheskes Iser, then one is enough. That's the Ma'arik. But the Rabbeinu Tam holds, no, that if there's no Cheskes Iser, even if there's no Cheskes Iser, you still need two Eidim, because here we're talking about a case where mikcho biyado, there's no cheskas, there's no muhsuk. It's not lahotzi micheskaso, a cheskas iser, lahotzi micheskaso. You're not taking it out of its chazaka, and because there's no muhsuk, and even though there's no muhsuk, still the only reason this one aid is believed is because he is a migu. But if not for the migu, the one aid wouldn't be believed. So shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that if you have one aid, he is not believed in Mamanis. Why is he not? When is he not believed in Mamanis? Even when nobody is Muchzak. Even if it's not Lahotzi Mechazkaso, Eirechad is still not believed, and therefore this Bala Mekach needs Amigu. Rashi also, we see it from Rashi that it's Muchach, that one aid is not Ne'aman Kishnaim, even when there's no Cheskes Maman, because Rashi explains, Ne'aman Bala Mekach, Bezman Shemekho Biyadu, Durami Alei Lemedek, Shol Lachzer Lo Mizeh, Ulahachzer Lo Yidama, Vitein Amekach, Lemisha Lo Nimkolai, Tekom Lebi Misha Pari, Hilkach Medek Dayik, Abo Bezman Shemekho Biyadu, Bishneim Oichazim Boy, Eno Ne'aman Dekeb Lab, Le Rami Asulo Dayik, Lizkor Lemi Hu. So Rashi says that the Bala Mekach is believed when the Mekach is biyado, because it is incumbent upon him to be medayik, to give it to the right person and take the money from the right person. And he cannot. Rami Alei Lameda guess that may be careful, Shalom Lachzer Lo Mizeh, Ulahachzer Lo Damav Yidin HaMekach Lemishalo Nimkalo. And he can't take money from one guy, give it back, and then give the item to somebody who it wasn't sold to, because that's a misha para. Now that I go back on your word, so as long as it's biyado, he has to make sure that he's doing business with the right guy. He has to stay with that guy. So therefore, it's mutal alav. It's incumbent upon him to remember. But when it comes to Ein Mekho Biyado, then he's not remembering anymore. He only has to remember as long as it's his business. Now it's not his business anymore to remember. Ad Kan Divrei Rashi. So if we're Mefarish Rashi, Kipshuto, Shebizman Shemekho Biyado, Mishum Durami Alei B'dachir Naman Mitam Eirecha Be'alma. If we understand Rashi Kipshuto, that if Mekho is Biyado, because it's incumbent upon him to remember, he's believed. Because if stam eid echad, mishum dahad ein shnei muhzakim bo, mishum dahad ein shnei muhzakim bo, da mekho biyado, bzman shei mekho biyado, lo rami alei velo dachi vagar hu meid echad alma. So let's say we understand Rashi Kipshuto, that if there's only one, that if he has to remember who he sold it to, in order that he should take the money and give the item to the right person. But if it's already out of his hands, he doesn't have to remember, so therefore we can't trust him, we can only trust him where he still has to remember.
Yesh lo t'moa reisha mekho b'yado ima ne'amanus hurak mishum dina erecha de'alma lamalani rami alei lemitkor mishum mishapara harei kol din shel erecha t'shenemon bein lin yishvua bein lit starif imod erecha lin yinmamon lo bina mishum oifin rami alei hameid b'momon shel acheim shem shayich lo me'olam alei lo ramiya v'afilu hachi mehemen.
So if that's true, we could be tamei on the reisha. It says that if the mekos b'yado, that what he has ne'amanos, if the ne'amanos is only because of the din of Eid Echad, what does it matter that he has to remember? And he has a mishapara, right? Whoever doesn't keep his word gets a curse. What does it matter that he's a mishapara? The whole din of Eid Echad is ne'aman is, first of all, in Yin Shavua, an Eid Echad could be Machayev Shavua. An Eid Echad could be mitzdarif with another Eid Echad, Linyan Maman, and you don't need Ramyale. Whenever an Eid Echad is made, it's not Mutal Alav Liskor. You know, you read this Rashi, Rashi makes a whole lot of sense. Rashi says that when it's incumbent upon him to remember, so then you trust him. Wait a second. Regularly, when you believe in Eid Echad, it's not Mutal Alav Liskor. It's not his business. He just witnessed something, but it's not his business, and yet you believe the Eid Echad, either for Shavua or to be mitzdarif to another Eid Echad. So what's Rashi talking about? That, oh, since he's supposed to remember, you can trust he remembered. Since it's still his business, he has to remember who to give the item to. To avoid the Mishapara, he's going to remember. Ma pitom, even if there's no Mishapara, even if it's Bechal, not his business, he still believed as an Eid Echad in other cases. Linyan Shavua, and to be mitzdarif to another Eid Echad. So the Reish is very, very tamur. The Seifa is also Tamua. Kemo kein tamani ha-Seifa ein mekho b'yado. Tarmin et shein ne'aman mishum t'lo rami alei l'midkar v'lo mehemen. Af k'din echa da'alma. Teipakle afim na'amino ke'ed echa t'seif kol soif. Ha'ein mekho b'yado v'shnei mochazim. V'zorei kuli ama modid ein echa ne'aman b'mamon hecha dike cheskus mamon. V'achim v'abala mekach l'vara k'divra yechad mehem. Harei b'ala hotzi mechazoka. What is Rashi saying in the Sefer? You know why he's not believed if ain't mekho b'yado? Because it's not his business anymore, so he doesn't have to remember. Ma pitom, that's the reason? I have a much better reason he's not believed. He's not believed because if ain't mekho b'yado, now somebody else is muhsuk. Now they're both holding on to the object, they're arguing over the object. So when someone else is muhsuk, one guy is muhsuk, or they're both muhsuk, he's not believed anymore. Everybody holds that an Eid Echad is not believed to be motzi mecheskes mamon. So ma pitom that Rashi says that the reason he's not believed, if it's ein mekho b'yado, is because, and Rashi says v'shneim ochzimbo, they're both holding on to it, because he doesn't have to remember who he sold it to anymore. That's not why. The correct reason why is because they're both muhsuk, and you an Eid Echad can't be motzi from anybody's muhsukus. So lo yechol liyot that we're understanding pshat correctly in Rashi. So it's muchach that the kavan of Rashi is different. Says Hagoyin Rabbi Yerucham, ah, it's mamish meir einayim. Umisamech es halev. Shebivadai lenamanut deid echod loybin and malis ram levidaik vidochir. For the namanus of one aid, we don't need the maila of that it's incumbent upon him to remember. And therefore he's going to be madaik and remember. Ela de boy lefarish di namanus tfei meid echod de alma. Mishum de rami levidiek. Zeo Shabir Alan Rashi was Mashi Mekho Biyoto, it's Rami Alei Mishu Mishapara. Hel Chomedek Daik Veneman Tfei Meid Echad, the Alma. Abaz Mashi Mekho Biyoto, as lo Rami Alei Veneman Uso, ain Ela Mita Meid Echad, the Alma. Zeo Fech Kol Akara Al Pia. Rashi Omer, Lefi Asper Azeh, that if he's still holding on to the Mekach, you know why he's believed? Because he's better than Eid Echad Da'alma.
He's better than one aide. You know why he's better than one aide? Because one aide doesn't have to remember, and therefore he's not believed. But since he's involved here and he wants to avoid the Mishapara, so he's really going to remember. Therefore he has Nemanus. So he's better, he's Eid Echad plus. Therefore he's believed. Ashe Ein Kein, Ein Mekcho B'Yado. So then he doesn't have to remember. And since he doesn't have to remember, where does this whole Nemanus come from? Stam Eid Echad. He's Stam an Eid Echad. Now, can Stam an Eid Echad be Motzi Mechazaka? No. So what do you see from Rashi? That the only way he's going to be believed if he's an Eid Echad plus. If he's an Eid Echad plus, he's going to be believed because he's not Stam an Eid Echad, it's Rami Alela Mitka. But if he's a regular Eid Echad, then he can't be believed. He's only an Eid Echad. And in addition, Shneim Ochzimbo. These two guys are both holding on to it. So certainly, what value is one Eid? If the two guys are holding on to it. One aid can't be Motzi Mechazaka. Aval b'zman she'en mekho b'yadu v'shneem ochzen bo eino nema. Kevin de lavalei ramya. So if ain mekho b'yadu and they're both holding on to it, he's not believed. Since it's not incumbent upon him to remember, sula dig liskrolami, he's not going to remember who it belongs to. And therefore, what's his status? His status is eid echad. He's a regular eid echad. Are we going to believe a regular eid echad? No way. No way, and certainly not here. Why certainly not here? Because Shneim Ochzimbo. Because they're both Muchzuk. So here you really have two reasons why Ein Mekcho B'Yado, it's no good. Because he only has the status of a regular Eid Echad. And a regular Eid Echad isn't Motzi Mechazaka. We learned in the first part of Rashi that even if there's no Chazaka, an Eid Echad is not believed. It's only because he's an Eid Echad plus. Rashi explains the kasha of the Gemara of Nechzi Zuzi Miman Nokat. So when it says, let's see who he took the money from, it's talking about Ein Mekcho B'Yado. They're both holding on to the object. He doesn't have it anymore. So let's just see who he took the money from. So Rashi learns that the Havamina is Shelo Kibel Mos Elam Echad, the Mitkar Dachir. That he was already Mekabel Mos, he was only Mekabel Mos from one guy. And therefore he's going to remember. So Rashi holds that the reason he's going to remember makes the Baal HaMekach like two people. And therefore, he's Neman, even Lahotzi Mechazaka. So what did we want to say? We wanted to say that when it's incumbent upon him to remember, he's an Eid Echad plus. And that's what you see in this Kasha here. Because it says, V'nechze Zuzei, Miman Nokat. Let's see who he took the money from. And they're both holding on to the object. And the Sa'am Havamina is that he was only Makabal Mos from one of the guy. In the end, we see it was both guys. But he was only Makabal Mos from one of the two guys. The Mitkar Dachir. And since he was Makabal money from only one of the guys, he's going to remember. So Rashi holds that this reason of remembering is so strong it makes him like two. And therefore it's Naman even to be Motzi Mechazaka.
And if that's the case, then we can go back to the Rashi. When the Gemara says the Bamed Devar Mamurim, Bizman Shein Mekho Biyado, Vishne Mochsim Bo Eino Neman, Tekem Delavale Rami Asulo Diak Liskrolamihu. Since it's not his business anymore, they're both holding on to it. He doesn't have to remember who it belongs to anymore. He's not going to be medayik to remember who it belongs to. But let's say he would be medayik to remember who it belongs to. Then it would work. Because this inyan of zechira is so strong, it's even motzi michazaka. And that's what we said before. We said before that Ramiale makes you an eight echad plus, and therefore if it's mikro biyado and it's Ramiale liskor, so he's an eight echad plus. He's not stam an eight echad. He's an eight echad plus, and that's why we believe. If it would be a regular eight echad, forget about it. We don't believe in eight echad even if there's no cheskas mamon. But here we're talking about Ramiale liskor. Ramiale liskor has special status. What's the special status of Ramiale liskor? That you're an eight echad, super eight echad. Super eight echad, because you have to remember, you're not stam an eight echad. Oh, since you're a super eight echad, therefore you're believed. And here we're talking about where it's not lahotzi michas kasa. But even in the seifa, bizman she'ein mekho biyader, and they're both holding on to it, he's not ne'aman. Why is he not ne'aman? Because he's not supposed to remember anymore. It's not his business. What does he care? It's already out of his hands. Mashma, that if he was supposed to remember, then it would work. Aye, they're both muhsakir. The answer is, when you're dealing with a super eight echad, that's muta lav liskor, that's even strong enough to be motzi michezkus mamen. And therefore, in the Seif and Rashi really, originally I said one reason, two reasons, no. It's really only one reason. Kipshuto, that it's one reason. And what is it? Bizman she'ein mekho biyado b'shneim ochazim bo, if the mekach is in his hands, and they're both holding on to it. You know why he's not Naaman? Ain't no Naaman. The cave and the lava lay Ramya. Since it's not his business anymore to remember, what does he care? It's out of his hands. Sulo diaklisker, he's not going to remember. But if he would remember, if it would be Muta Lav Liskor, then it would work even though Shneim Ochazimbo. Because a Muta Lalei Liskor makes you a super eight echad. A super eight echad is even Motzi Mamon Michizkasa. So it comes out that according to Rabbeinu Tam, like we saw before, even if there's no cheskes mamon, 1/8 is not believed. Because he said the only reason he's believed if it's mekho biyado is al tzmigu. And according to Rashi, even if there's no cheskes mamon, 1/8 is also not believed like Rabbeinu Tam. And the only reason he's believed here is because he's not a regular 1/8, it's mutal vav liskor. He's a super 1/8. So that means he is ne'amanus like two people. So the Rishonim are bothered by Divrei Rashi. Why should we believe him more than an 1/8? Because you see from Rashi that v'nechzei zuzim iman nokat, if it's ein mekho biyado, the havamina is that even though they're both muchzuk, and ein mekho biyado, he's still going to be believed because he remembers who he gave it to. Well, why should he be believed? They're muhzak. 1/8 isn't believed against muhzakas. The answer is he's not 1/8. He's super 1/8, meaning he is the amanus of two. Is there a bad why you have the amanus of two? But the Ran and the Rashi explain in Kedushin that it's the kanas chachamim. Come on, ne'aman adayin. Like a dayin is ne'aman. I guess referring to the Gemara that the dayin is ne'aman to say that lazeh chiyafti v'lazeh zachisi. So he has special ne'amanus like him. And from the fact that Rashi is medayik to say b'zivman she'ein mekho biyado, he remembers, and he's ne'aman k'tshrei. It's mashma that if he wouldn't have special reason to remember, he'd only be like an 1/8, and he's not ne'aman even though mekho biyado. Because eid echad ain't no kam l'mamon. Even if there's no cheskes mamon, it doesn't matter. We don't believe one eid. And the Sma brings in Reish Chaf Beis, Yivkan Aleph, the Rif, the Rambam also hold like Rashi. So it's muchach beautifully that we have Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi, Rif, Rambam, that eid echad is not believed even if there's no cheskes mamon. Certainly if there is a cheskes mamon. And again, that's not like the Ma'arik. So there's a lot more to say, a lot more to discuss here. So please God, in the next year, we will hopefully continue on this path. It's mamish geshmak. All right. Thank you very much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and much beloved friend.